Yo, so I'm back in this bitch for another edition of your mother. This episode, I guess we're gonna talk about the more depressing shit, but the most important shit in American society that's about to happen. Joe Biden is about to be inaugurated in 4 days. He will be crowned as the 46th president. Kamala Harris will be the first Indian bitch to be vice president, or the first woman, which I got no problem with a first woman being president or vice president. Truth be told, she's actually going to be the president. And I think they're using Joe Biden as a sock puppet, but that's neither here nor there. Joe Biden promises to lock down the country within the first 100 days of his presidency, which is even more depressing because I'm trying to get this money and live life, right? I don't need my life to be locked down like prison. That's a prison term. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that's ever been to the state county or county jail or state penitentiary, that's a terminology that they use for locking up prisoners. So yes, we are the fucking prisoners of the United States, or possibly gonna be, right? Close down everything. It's gonna be, America's gonna be a fucking ghost town. But not to fret, Joe Biden also proposes $15 an hour federal minimum wage, which is good if you're trying to get a start in the workforce, but considering the cost of living is going up, and I'm 37, I ain't got fucking time for making $15 an hour, because that's chump change. Roughly, that's about $660 a week minus taxes. You're bringing home a $535 check. That's roughly about $2,000 a month. And let's be realistic, in a 12-month fiscal period, who the fuck can live on $24,000 a year? But I digress. Anyways, he promises to do that. He promises to eliminate student loans that are $10,000 or more. Now, I got $44,000 student loans, so, you know, that'll help a nigga out. It's not like I've been paying student loans back, so then there's that. So, I've been out of college since, I don't know, what was it, 2007, right? So, and I ain't made one fucking payment. Which I like that, you know what I'm saying? I was deferring them shits and applying for forbearances. I even tried to get back into college, but it wasn't really shit in college that I wanted to do. Like, let's be realistic, I'm an artist. I paint, draw, write books and shit like that. I don't want to fucking be a psychologist or even a fucking social worker or any other bullshit fucking job, right? I like to use the right side of my brain, not too much the left side. But it seems like the left side, that's where you make the most fucking money. But I'm not going to be in a fucking accountant, so then there's that. But yeah, he promises to eliminate student loans to $10,000 or more. I guess I can use that because they was garnishing my wages and shit, taking my income tax check. But this last year, since the pandemic, they gave me my taxes back. I didn't even fucking think I was going to get taxed. I filed my shit on TurboTax and checked my bank account, and I had the $850 return. So I was like, yo, that's a good look. So hopefully they, you know what I'm saying, that shit'll stop a nigga from getting his wages garnished. He also promises to give every American $2,000. Now, unless this fucking scumbag is gonna give us $2,000 a month for the next 12 months, I don't know if $2,000 is really gonna make or break a lot of people. Like, Donald Trump gave us $1,200 and then another $600 over the course of 10 months. So that was like $1,800 over, 10, 12 months. So that was a whopping $180 a month. I guess you can buy crack or prostitutes with that, but you can't really pay no real bills. So Joe Biden offers to give $2,000 to people. If you've already got the $600, then you only go get a balance of $1,400. And I'm not going to front. I'm moving to Houston. So that $1,400, that'll help a nigga out. Even though I'm not completely broke, I got a couple dollars in the bank. But, you know, I'm going to take that $1,400 and make it do what it do, right? I'm a businessman. So, you know, reinvest that shit. But yeah, I would preferably like if they gave us $2,000 for the next 12 months, especially if they're going to talk about locking down the goddamn country again. But yeah, that's what he promises to do. He also promises to grant immigrants that are here illegally temporarily stay of asylum. He also proposes more transgender laws. I don't really know how many more fucking laws they need. You can already use the bathroom if you're a tranny. Right? And what I mean by that, you can already use a man's bathroom if you're a woman that identifies as a transgender man, or a man that identifies as a trans woman. Like, so I don't really know how many more fucking laws they need, right? What the fuck else you need? They already got transgender cosmetic surgery under Obamacare. So, like, I think this country's going to hell in a handbag, right? They're giving everybody fucking laws. Immigrants, trannies, and any other motherfucking deplorable person that you can think of. They're giving them more rights than any given to the fucking native black people that are born here on this soil. But I digress. In any event, I seem to have said all that shit within 6 minutes and 30 seconds. That's impressive. Like the nightly news and shit, right? They cover like 11 topics over 5 minutes. There's not any more I can say, right? I'm not looking forward to Joe Biden, the sock puppet president, but it seems to be, it is what it is, right? Like, oh, this shit's depressing. All I hope is that they make it where it's still, like, fairly easy to get a passport, because I know I was saying this shit all last year. I'm planning my exit, man. Get the fuck out of the country. Probably go somewhere warm, parts of Africa. I ain't going to the part of Africa where the SARS is happening, and I don't mean the fucking coronavirus SARS. I mean where they got these motherfucking militia police officers that's killing the Nigerians and shit in West Africa. I ain't got time for that shit. But Akon is actually, you know, building his Akon city, which he said it'll be open for people to come visit, especially African Americans in 2023. So, I don't know. A nigga might go to Senegal. See what's popping over there. You know what I'm saying? Try to set up some business. Fuck some big booty ass African girls. I'm kind of half joking, half serious with that shit. anywhere to get the fuck out of America, man. Because this shit is turning into a fucking prison, right? Thanks to white people. If you're white and you're listening to me, hey, look, I'm just going to place the blame squarely on your people, right? Your people, because white people overrun the American government. So, yeah, it's a white problem, right? They instituting brutality and totalitarian government norms on people, right? I think I said in a previous episode, I'm tired of hearing the expression, a new normal, right? The Great Reset. How about we just blow this motherfucker up and just reset it, right? How about that shit? Like, truth be told, you know what I'm saying? I don't want Russia to send a nuclear bomb over here, but destabilize this motherfucker so that we can reorganize and rebuild. You know what I'm saying? Get more brown people into politics. Now, yeah, I'm thinking there needs to be a destabilization of American government so that the black and brown people can take control, or at least work alongside the occupiers that may invade this country, right? Hopefully it's never China, because those motherfuckers be eating rancid food and spreading bubonic plagues and euthanizing the elderly. We don't need China to take over America. We already see how they do. They fucked up country, right? I think I read somewhere China has smog that's so goddamn thick, people gotta stay in the house certain times of the year, right? Fuck around and get respiratory disorders from breathing in that shit, right? With their 1.7 billion people. I don't even know how the fuck you have that many people if you once upon a time had a law that made it where you can't have more than 1.5 kid or have more daughters than you do sons. I don't understand the society. Like, where the fuck are these people being grown in a lab? Probably are, while I'm playing. In any event, yeah, that's my take on Joe Biden's becoming president. What we have to look forward. Hope you've been entertained, informed, and educated. If you haven't, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. I'm not even going to say F your mother. I don't have the energy. If you think Joe Biden being president is actually a good thing, F your mother.